Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. It's Dr. John. Talk to you live from Pearl River, Louisiana. Hope you had a wonderful Sunday. It was a beautiful day, a little cool. I enjoyed church. I was able to teach. We went over Genesis 10 in Sunday school. Then we went over Hebrews 10 in church service. So I enjoyed it. So let's get to chapter 13 of Hebrews. And you can contact me, wsm217@gmail.com. Okay, chapter 13, verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some entertained angels unaware. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. I think of the Ukraine, the people evacuating. I support a couple of ministries that, like Samaritan's Purse, Texas Baptist Men. They're over there bringing supplies in. Samaritan Purses, they got a hospital aircraft. So I believe in supporting those type of ministries. They're not just helping the physical body, but the spiritual condition of those people also. So pray for those folks, not just them, but when you find out about other folks around the world and in your neighborhood or whatever, pray for them, and you know, if it's anything you can do, do it. Marriage, verse 4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. There's a lot of folks that are not marrying today. It's honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled in that marriage. Whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. A lot of adultery going on, especially with the senior citizens. Yeah, the senior citizens have a high level of sexually transmitted diseases, and that's they're sleeping in defiled beds. It's sin, and a lot of them are Christians. And God will judge you. God will judge you emotionally. He'll judge you physically and mentally. And that's not all. What you got to look forward to in the next life, a lot of lost rewards. So he will judge whoremongers and adulterers. That word whoremonger, the Greek word is porno. So it's a very base type of life with a lot of repercussions and negative rewards toward that. Okay, number 5, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with what things you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So just be satisfied with what you got, your condition in life, your position in life, your position at work. Don't be greedy. Be content with what you have, and you can. There's no verse. When God gives you something, you know, the opportunity with it, there's no grief with it. So let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things that you have. For he saith, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Do you believe that? Verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Okay, don't have that fear. Don't have that fear. Just keep going, knowing that God's going to take care of you. never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 7, remember them which are, have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Remember them. That means remember their way. Remember where they talk to you. And if there's anything that you could do to help them enjoy or be more comfortable in their life, being an assistant to them, remember them. Remember to do it. Verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. Our King, our ruler, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I think of Trump and Biden, you know, two rulers of the most powerful nation in the world. Under Trump, we had some benefits that were help us in everyday life, like low gas prices, low taxes. Then Biden gets in, and he just flip-flops it. And so our gases have over doubled in price, and our taxes, our inflation is a tax. Our taxes have gone up. Inflation is going up. The insecurity of the world, especially insecure. We've had a lot of illegal immigrants come across the border. Very insecure. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Again, this is why we look to God and not as it said in verse 6, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do it to me. So Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is our God. He is our ruler. He is our Lord. Verse 9, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is not good that the heart be established with grace. For it is good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. So don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, your stature in life and everything else. Don't be carried around with the latest doctrine that comes out, the latest fad. And one time you've got speaking in tongues, and that was a doctrine, that was a fad. Now you've got, you know, big churches. And tell you the truth, I don't know what it is. I'm a member of a small Baptist church in Slidell, Louisiana. And it's kind of much been the same type of theology and doctrines for a long time. Okay, verse 10, we have an altar whereof they shall have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. In other words, and I'm going to use other religions like Catholics, the Mormons, Lutherans, the Methodists, they have their different altars. They have their different methods of worshiping Jesus Christ. I don't agree with a lot of them, especially with Roman Catholicism and the Mormons. And they don't have a right to sit at the altar of Jesus Christ and worship him and take the communion with him. Verse 11, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the camp, without the gate. So that's who we go to. We go to Jesus Christ and honor his blood for our salvation and honor his sacrifice. And that's what we do when we take the Lord's Supper. Verse 13, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Please understand that. We have a better city that we're going to go to, a better government we're going to, a better house we're going to go to, better streets we're going to go to, a lot better economy we're going to be going to once we leave this life. So be faithful to in this, and don't settle in or put all your eggs in this basket. Put all your eggs in the next basket. Jesus Christ said, don't lay up for here on earth, but lay up for heaven, where thieves can't break in, politicians can't take it, it doesn't rust old, et cetera, et cetera. By him, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name all the time, every day. While you're walking around, just thanking. We do just thanking. Thanking. Verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifice God is well pleased. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that may have must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. You join an organization, a fellowship of believers, there's going to be an organization, or let's say a structure to that. There's going to be a pastor and others. Obey them. You believe, you voluntarily join that organization, so you must believe in something, in their leadership, in their doctrine, in their way of life. So obey it. Verse 18, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. This is a lot. Pray for one another, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. Please do so. Please live honestly. Have a good conscience. If there's sin that comes into your mind, confess it as sin. Don't block it out. Confess it as sin. Don't try to run from it in your mind. Confess it as sin, and God will forgive you and cleanse you of that thought. Okay. Verse 19, but I beseech you the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That should be our good work. That should be our focus in life. That should be our desire, our energy to go toward that. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. So if you're corrected by the word of God, if you're corrected by preaching or teaching, suffer it. Submit to it. Let it take hold of your life and conform you to the image of Christ. Verse 23, know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he come shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints, they of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Written to the Hebrews from Italy by Timothy. That's the end of Hebrews. I've enjoyed reading it and studying it, sharing it with you. God bless you. Contact me at WSM217@gmail.com.